See, the devil, he learns from your mistakes, even if you don't. That's how he keeps you in cycles.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Sacred Singleness. I'm your host, Maddie. And y'all, this season has been fire, in my opinion. And we've been calling out the devil's playbook, right? Lust, lies, comparison, discouragement, counterfeits. But today, we're going to be talking about a tactic that has taken too many of us out for too long, right? And it's going to be shame and guilt. And let's be real, we've all made mistakes, right? Because I sure have made my fair share of mistakes. And we've all got pasts, right? We've all had seasons where we're not very proud of them. But here's the truth. The devil loves to chain us to keep those mistakes, right? Not because we can undo what God forgave, right? But because if he can keep us feeling guilty, we'll never walk in freedom. And so let's talk about it. All ladies, men, single parents, this one is all for us. So let's start here, right? What does shame feel like? You know, for some, it's replaying the one mistake over and over and over and over and over in our heads. You know, for others, it might be, you know, thinking, if people knew the real me, they wouldn't love me. For some single parents, maybe it's feeling guilty about how things turned out. You know, maybe you think your kids deserve a better story. And that touches me because, and I'm saying that because I, as a parent, feel guilty. I really do. I tell myself all the time, this is not what I wanted for my son. This is not what I wanted for my son. This is not what I wanted for my son. Like, I don't want to put him to the same traumas that I'm trying to heal and work through in my life now at 35. You know? But that's the guilt, right, that I feel. And for some men, I don't know, maybe it's feeling ashamed that, you know, you're not where you thought you'd be financially or emotionally. And then for some women, maybe it's regret over relationships that, you know, you wish you never entertained. And guilt, you know, guilt says I did something wrong, but shame takes it further and says I am something wrong. And that's the devil's lie. But why does the enemy love shame so much, right? And if you think about it, it's because shame paralyzes. Like, when you're ashamed, you hide from God. You stop praying because you feel unworthy. You stop showing up because you feel disqualified. And you stop believing for better because you think you don't deserve it. But the truth is, shame is not from God. And conviction, you know, conviction is from God. It leads to repentance and freedom. You know, shame is it's from the enemy. And it leads to hiding in bondage. And we don't want to hide anymore. And we don't want the bondage anymore. You know, back in Genesis 3 with Adam and Eve, you know, after sin, their first instinct was to hide. You remember when they ate that fruit from the tree of knowledge and they ate it and their eyes opened up. The first thing they did was hide their bodies. That was shame. You know, that's what shame does. But God still came looking for them. You know, and then David in Psalms 51, you know, after adultery and murder, he confessed his guilt and God restored him. And in Luke 22 with Peter, you know, after denying Jesus three times, not one, not two, but three times, Peter wept bitterly. And then shame hit him. It hit him hard, but Jesus restored him with three chances to affirm his love. So you see, shame is not the end, guys. You know, God always meets his people in their lowest moments and lifts them back up. So I don't know. You might regret sleeping with someone outside of marriage. Okay, let's just say that. And now you carry guilt, even though you've asked God for forgiveness. You know, you might regret the breakup of your marriage and feel ashamed every time you fill out a form that says single parent. Or you feel guilty that you haven't measured up, you know, to life or the life that you imagine by now. But listen, I gotta say, you know, shame is like carrying a backpack full of, like, I don't know, bricks, rocks. You know, you can walk with it, but you're heavy, right? You're tired, and we're not free. But God never called us to carry that weight, and we gotta just let it, just release it to him. So what are some things that, you know, we can do to actually walk free, you know, from shame and from guilt that we might feel? You know, we have to confess and receive forgiveness. You know, one of John in chapter 1, verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, like, done, period. And we need to stop remembering the past. We need to stop rehearsing the past. Like, the devil will replay your mistakes like a broken record, you know, but God has already hit delete. You need to seek him. You need to renew your identity in Christ. Like in Romans of chapter 8, verse 1 says, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ. And that's your truth. That's my truth. And community, I keep saying this in every single episode, like, surround yourself with grace-filled voices. Like, don't let people keep you in shame when God set you free. And use your story. You know, what the enemy meant for shame, God can use that as a testimony. Because your past does not disqualify you. It equips you. So your past can be a testimony that God brought you through. And to my ladies, like, don't let shame tell you your mistakes define you. Like, you are still worthy. You're still chosen and you're still loved. And to my men, don't let guilt about your past or your current struggles rob you of your role as a son of God. And to my single parents, like, don't carry shame about your family dynamics. You know, your children are not evidence of failure. They're evidence of God's grace in your life. So keep praying. Keep grasping onto the word of God. When you feel like you have no hope, open that Bible. Start reading. Reading is fundamental. And if you can understand the King James Version, get yourself a New International Version, easier read for a Bible. Okay, there's Bibles that are a little bit more easier to understand. Okay, but again, let's talk about some things I want you guys to chew this week on. And the first question is, what's the one thing the enemy keeps trying to shame me about? Number two, have I actually bought it to God and received forgiveness, or am I still carrying it myself? The third one is going to be, who in my life can remind me of truth when shame tries to speak? And number four, how can I turn my past pain into present purpose? Again, write it out, pray it out, and share it with someone safe. So let's go ahead and end in prayer. Lord, Thank you that there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Thank you that your blood covers every mistake, every regret, every past moment we wish we could change. Father, break off shame and guilt from every listener, every woman, every man, every single parent. Replace shame with grace, God. Replace guilt with forgiveness. Replace lies with truth, and teach us to walk free, God, to see ourselves as you see us, and to never again agree with the enemy's accusations. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And that, my dears, concludes episode 6. And you know, shame doesn't get the final word. Guilt doesn't define you, and God's grace is bigger than your past. And I will see you guys next time on Sacred Singleness. But until then, I want you guys to walk in freedom, walk in grace, and remember, your story is not over. It's just getting good. Until next time, loves. Bye. To break all these cycles. To break all these cycles. To break all these cycles. Generational cycles. Financial cycles. Pain
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.